For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It is going to be a thing where Epstein was like trying to, you know, play. He was a chess mastermind, and he was trying to like manipulate. But it's going to be the people on the list that he actually successfully got into manipulation are going to be like the president of a Fortune 2000 company, the president of Zimbabwe.
Right.
You know, it's going to be like very minor political figures that are going to be maybe ruined themselves, but like it's not going to be mega stars and Bill Gates. And this is my prediction. This is my prediction. I might be wrong, but I hope I'm right.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast where it's Adam and Eve, not Minecraft Steve. It's your boy Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. I think we did an Adam and Eve opener already, but I like this one.
Yeah?
I think it's good. Also, may I say,
You
look like you've been lifting. You look.
I haven't been. I just haven't worn a t-shirt in a long time.
Oh, is that what it is?
I was really hot, and so I had to strip down. For those of you that want to see me stripped down on a Catholic podcast,
Ethan unplugged
and disrobed. No. I would never sell my body for money.
Again.
Usually, yeah. Again, that's good.
I'm working on this. I'm working on this bit.
Yeah.
You know, they say you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Titanic. Everyone in first class.
Okay.
Survived. Yeah. So.
Right.
Did you know that's actually not true? Everyone in second class survived.
Wait, I didn't know. Did the class? I mean, I feel like the boat sank equally for everybody who was on it.
The big problem, famously, was that there were not enough lifeboats.
Yes, I've heard this.
But also the lifeboats weren't full. So like there may have been enough, but there also weren't enough.
How do they know now when they go back and dig up the fossils that there weren't enough people in the lifeboats?
So the lifeboats made it back. The lifeboats didn't sink. So they knew, hey, you guys, there's empty seats on this lifeboat. So is everybody okay?
And so there's like, just a bunch of bones and boats?
No. So the lifeboats made it back. Presumably.
With people.
For the most part. Yes. Yeah,
got it.
In them that were not cold. Mm-hmm. Well, they were cold, but not enough. And they made it back. And then they said, hey, there's extra seats. So, like, I'm sure everyone's fine. And they're like, no, we left
on. No. Yeah. Oh, if I'm the longshoreman there, I'm like, got hungry on the way back.
Yeah, right.
And everyone's like already traumatized. And there's this guy like cracking wise.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys think this is my first? You think this is my first financially motivated intentional boat sinking? No. All right, come on.
Yeah.
This is insane. I've seen it before.
You guys just wait. There's going to be these two towers. Someone's going to take out this huge insurance policy. It's going to be crazy.
J.P. Morgan both times. I don't know if that's true.
That's what we should be. We should be releasing the. We should be releasing the J.P. Morgan client list.
Yeah, for real. We should. Who's on that dossier? I want to know that.
Yes. The J in J.P. Morgan stands for Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein P. Morgan.
P. Morgan. This has been a great week for conspiracies, honestly. For conspiracy theories, rather.
Tell me more.
So the
Jack me into the Matrix.
Do you know about the residential schools in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just that was just a lie.
Yes. This has been known for a long time. The graves, they analyzed where the purported mass graves were, and there's no bones in there.
They did a big story about it recently.
Yeah.
About how like it's still a crime in Canada to say that it didn't happen. They're calling
that's crazy
residential school denialism, as if it is the Holocaust.
Right.
And it's just crazy. I think this is proof of anti-Catholic bias in the West.
This is what finally tipped you over.
I think there's something going on here. No, but I think for years Catholics on the left have been able to deny. I think Catholics on the right have not denied this. They might have, some might have, but I think I've mostly heard from Catholics on the left that are insistent that Catholics are no longer persecuted. Like there's no religious persecution. You're just making it up. You have a martyrdom complex, and then you have stuff like this, and it's like this was clearly targeted anyway. So great week for conspiracies. The Jeffrey Epstein list is gonna maybe that's where all the kids went. They were actually on the planes.
This was before Jeff's time.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean the residential school thing was like 1950s, 40s, 50s. When it was cold and there's nothing you could do about it except light a log on fire, you know?
I think they had furnaces back then.
Those residential schools were not rocking radiator heat systems.
No.
There was no pressurized steam heating those rooms back in the day. Yes, they would try to burn a log. Ever so often a kid gets thrown in there on the pile. What can you do?
What can you do? You can't.
That's what they should. That's the stance they should be taking. Is like, sure, we killed a couple kids, but who didn't in the 50s?
Who didn't back then? You needed to.
You know, in the 50s. You got to play these things off. It was the 50s.
Come on.
No, but it was all a lie. It was all a hoax. It was all fabricated.
They scanned. They did like scans on the grounds, and they found big deposit, like pockets of empty earth, and they assumed that it was just mass grave.
It's full of bones.
And which is, is an awesome first guess.
That's true. There's nothing else this could be.
That's like the mentalist, like criminal minds, like, the guy who did this crime, this has all the traffic. It's like you go into an old house and you're kind of knocking on the walls and you find like where it's not a load-bearing wall and there's like space behind it, and you go, this must be where the old resident put their mass grave of Indian children.
I have this, but I can go into a house and I can sense if there's a pinball machine in the basement.
You can.
And it's something I can just kind of smell. Like I walk into a house, I'm like, I know what you're rocking down there.
You can kind of just look at a guy and tell kind of guy.
I can look at a guy and be like, you're a Papa Shot man down there.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh, you're a pinball guy. Oh, you just projector? Really? That's what you went with?
Come on. I will never have a basement. I've never had. Wait, I had a basement for like 4 months, but I never went down there because it was scary. what? It was a house that was 100 years old.
You tiny little boy.
Yeah, I was afraid of the basement. Who isn't? Yeah. I never grew up with basements. If you dig 5 feet down, you hit the aquifer, bro. But I have gone into basements before. There is nothing colder than a basement. It's just there's nothing like the frigid feel of like a frigid dampness of
a basement.
It's like it's ice cold. It's wet. Yeah,
it's wet.
It's great. It's such a good place to sleep. Sleeping in the basement. Oh man, it's great.
Especially when you're like in trouble.
Yeah, dude. Well, I never had that problem, but it was like that's where Smash Bros was. That was where
the Smash. But it's like imagine the feeling of your little feet, you know, like concrete, unfinished, and there's just a GameCube sitting on the concrete and like a CRT on the ground.
when I was an RA in Trinity Hall at Franciscan University of Steubenville, the the storage room in the basement was extremely large. And everyone, like per the contract you signed to live in the dorm or whatever, everyone got a shelf. And we were not really strict with how much space you could have in the storage unit in the storage room. And so there was this, but the thing was, there were so many shelves in there that everybody could add two shelves. It was so much space. And so we as the RAs were like, guys, we have all these old couches. The internet is great down here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's set up an RA lounge. And so we did. Yes. We like we all have the key to the storage room. And so we set up this lounge. And so but the problem was now all the residents are coming down to like get their stuff.
Hang out. Yeah.
And so no. So we had to like play it cool. We had to be like, oh, yeah, we'll go get your stuff. What's your code? Like, what's your unit? And we like don't come in here. Don't come in. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a mass grave in here. All right. It's empty. You can't come in. But we'll go get your winter clothes out of here for you.
There's just like a freshman who just wants to get his tote bag of coats. And he's like, Patrick, is that a 16-year-old girl that you're taking downstairs into the basement?
No.
Patrick, no. She's fine. No, it's all good.
This is allowed.
You don't understand. I'm doing this for state security. You wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it. I'm actually a Mossad agent, and I'm doing a sting.
You're in so deep. The Mossad agent is in so deep that he gets a theology degree at Franciscan and is an RA.
You know, I hear he got a theology degree and then he converted. He got a theology degree just so he could blend in, but then he converted.
Oh, wow.
You know that story they tell about the death metal band that read the catechism? That's a classic youth conference story.
Yeah, it's like a Reddit every 6 months on r/Catholicism gets brought up.
This death metal band, you probably know this, but I'm going to repeat it. This death metal band or whatever, they read the catechism so they could like be more precise in their blasphemy, which is crazy.
They wanted to cast more accurate spells in their
They wanted to attack the faith even more accurately, and they ended up converting.
Which is great. That's why. It's why the Catholic Church has been around for so long, because the haters are its motivators. It's, you know.
Yeah, the hate is what ends up getting it to, which is also hate is also my motivator. I am also motivated by my deep hatred.
I don't think that's true.
Wait, that's not. No, you're right. It's not true.
That's a good misuse of power. Is like having a place as an RA to have. There's a place that is supposed to be for students, and you're just like, this is for us now.
You know. But that's the point. There was so much.
We have a key. We have a key to this room, and you don't.
I think that's great.
It's mine
of power,
now.
Actually,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said it was a great misuse of power.
The greatest misuse of power, actually, is that there was only one renovated room on my wing, and it was not assigned to me, and I decided that it was
because I got there
first.
Nice,
because I was there early, and then the two guys who ended up coming there, like, hey, wait, this is our room, and I was like, no, it was reassigned. Sorry,
last minute change.
The head of the residence life was like, no, you can't, because the RA phone rings to the other room. And I was like, there are no phones in this.
The RA phone.
There's no landlines. There's no landlines in this building, which was crazy because that proved to me the residence director didn't know the phones weren't there anymore.
That's crazy. No, you can't sleep in the other room. That's where the telegram messages go.
I know, right?
Like, you can't.
That's where the RA gramophone is. You crank it. for when everyone has to wake up for class. But it was my first week as an RA, and that was when I realized, I was like, oh wow, the administration has no idea what's going on in these dorms. That's crazy. Yeah. But then the other room got infested with stink bugs halfway through the year, and I felt bad. I was like, that would have been my room infested with stink bugs. But I would have been the biggest baby if my room got infested with stink bugs.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I would have ended the podcast.
The podcast hadn't started yet, but you would.
I would have preemptively ended the podcast.
I would have been the biggest. Like, yeah, it was good that it happened to men stronger than I.
How do you even get stink bugs localized in your living room? You know, how does that happen? Where I would think that the stink bugs would be throughout the whole residential hall.
We would get a couple. They kind of were, especially during the wintertime, but we would get them, and the stink bugs weren't like, they're stink bugs. They're not crazy. You know,
I mean, they do, as far as branding goes for bugs, they have the worst name.
Yeah, definitely. Because they stink in the way that, like, it's like an earthy stench. It's not like a skunk, you know? It smells like grass. What? You've heard, you've smelled a stink bug before.
I have, no.
I don't know. I don't know where the stink comes from. Is it like if you step on them, they smell? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how the stink happens. But we would get them every so often, and they'd pop in, and one at a time, they're fine. You just catch it. You always catch and release because there's no reason to kill it, and they're very slow.
But and the game warden will come and get you if you don't.
Yeah, you can't. They're out of season right now, so you can't kill them. Look,
hey, but how much does that stink bug weigh? Put that bug down.
14-point stink bug. Giant, massive stink bug. I don't know how deer work, but so the catch and release. But when there is an infestation, I imagine that it's traumatizing because you find them in everything.
Yeah, that's just true of bugs in general. I don't like. Yeah, I don't have
those
bugs
box
around.
Elder bugs. Those were crazy.
We have we get the earwigs around here, around these parts.
Oh yeah.
You see an earwig? One time, Emma got an earwig in her straw, and she drank it down. She drank it down, and then she's like, "What is this?" And then she like tried to spit it out. She saw that it was a bug, and then I didn't see her for the next 36 hours. She went into she self quarantined. Put herself in a vacuum sealed room.
When you have a bug problem and the wife hits you with the,
yeah,
you know, with that look, yeah. It's like all of a sudden
All of a sudden I'm being communicated to. Many words are being said to me, but none of them are telling me what the problem is. You know? Oh my gosh, look at the go over there. It's like
what? I hate the worst is when you wake up in the middle of the night and it's a gigantic cockroach and you're just like are we under attack? And the palmetto bugs are so fast and they fly. The number one reason why you should not move to Florida. The only reason why someone would not want to come to Florida is not the hurricanes. It's the palmetto bugs. It's the flying cockroaches.
The wet heat for me.
That's fine. It's like a basement, but hot. It's like a hot basement.
It's like a frat party. It's like a frat party with 100 people in one room.
Yeah, and everyone's having a great time.
Come to Florida. We have a wet, earthy stench.
If you step on us, we smell bad.
It smells like Fregley up in here.
No, all anti-Florida sentiment is left-wing propaganda because Florida is one of the best states in the union. Gosh darn it, one of the best-run states in the union.
It's top 50 for sure.
at least top 50.
Yeah,
and then they can't handle it. They can't. They hate seeing the rednecks win. That's the thing. That's the thing. They hate the East Coast elites hate seeing the rednecks win. They like it that the Southern states are perceived as dumb.
Is it? Does it have nothing to do with the fact that it's a swamp? A disgusting swamp.
It never has anything to do with the swamp. When you hear anti-Florida stuff on the news, it's always like, they didn't mask during COVID. They deserve the hurricanes.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's half of that is true. You do deserve the hurricanes, but it's not a bad thing that you didn't mask during COVID.
It sucks because the only time Florida was serious about COVID was July 2020 when I was trying to get married.
That's true.
That was a big bummer.
That was miserable.
Our wedding venue got raided by the Florida National Guard.
Oh,
the month before or the week before my wedding, and so the guy called and he was like, "You can no longer have more than the people you're allowed to have at the wedding." And I was like, "All right, you can count them if you want."
Did you really think the lightning was going to strike twice? Like, this is the National Guard really going to come back?
I know, right?
You know, a second month in a row. It's like they've got other, you know.
They've got other more pressing matters, you know.
Yeah, they got other things to do.
Yeah, it was a wild, wild time. But
yeah,
we're back. It's better.
I had a guy come over to my house today. He was a friend of mine, right? He's helping us out with some things around the house, and he is follically challenged. He's bald. He's bald.
Patchy. Oh, okay.
He's bald, and. I'm telling Peter, I'm like, Mr. James is coming over. Peter's like, Mr. James? And I was like, yeah, he's bald. And Peter's like, bald? And I was like, yeah, to the bone. And Peter runs up to the door, to the bone? And like he like repeats after me. So we're looking out the door, and Emma's like, careful what you say. And I was like, it's, you know, no big deal. We're looking for his truck. He rolls up and we're talking, and we go upstairs and we're just chatting and, you know, looking at some of these different things, and James and Emma are in a conversation, and they're talking about, they're both from Nebraska. So they're going on about whatever Nebraska
corn
thing.
Yeah.
And Peter is just standing there, and all of a sudden he starts going, bald to the bone, bald to the bone, bald to the bone. And he starts chanting bald to the bone. And I start laughing, and neither of them are listening to Peter. They've tuned him out. I'm the only one listening to Peter. And so they're like, what's so funny? And I just had to pick Peter up and just walk out of the room. Oh, it was so funny. I was mortified, because I was like, if he realized what my son was saying, you know, thankfully he's still got, you know, a very soft palate, right? So you can't, unless you know his speech patterns, you have no clue what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
But if he was able to suss out, why is he saying bald to the bone and dancing around me in a circle as if he's doing some type of incantation? Something? Yeah. Then I would be found out that every time before I see my bald friends, I say, to the bone.
To the bone.
Yeah. Some of these things are going to come back and bite me in a major way.
Oh, later absolutely. In life, absolutely. I say things to Leo that Phoebe goes, watch what you say in front of him. And I go, and then he says it back, and I'm like, oh, shoot. That's not what I wanted.
My wife made a screw up. She was changing his diaper.
Was it a swear?
And no, it wasn't a swear, but he had some major, some earthy stench coming off of him.
Mm.
And Emma said, you've got some butt funk. And Peter started to repeat that loudly and over again.
Butt funk, butt funk. I'm sure that didn't sound.
Oh, it sounded. It sounded. So we had to immediately retire butt funk from the vocabulary. It's not good. It's just these things you never think are going to happen to you. They happen to you. It's like
until I said it out loud, I didn't realize what the problem was there.
Oh, there's a big problem.
That's incredible.
There's a big problem, Jerry. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, man, kids, today Leo was just farting, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And he
it was pretty funny
just,
to fart.
He would just like walk up to us and look at us and like, what's up? And he would just fart and he would just die laughing. It's good.
It's great. It's a great bit.
It's important that he knows that it was very funny. He started to like, he started to start doing jokes, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But yes.
Last kid's
story. I had one parenting fail the other day though.
Oh yeah, sure.
I typically come home and I'm like, I have something, because I keep a headphone in my ear.
Right.
And like,
you're always doing business. Day.
I'm always doing business. And sometimes I'll just keep it in my ear and I just
forget. Or you're listening to podcasts because you hate your family and paying attention.
Or something like that. Or I'm like cleaning dishes and I'm listening to a podcast. Anyway, so yeah, Leo comes up to me the other day and he goes, one side of my head, one side of my head, where's your headphone? And I was like, okay, no more headphones in front of the kids.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be like, you know, time to be done with that. He's old enough to know that I'm not listening to him. It's sad. Anyway, go ahead.
That's tough. No, I was just going to say,
last
funny kid story. It's really cold recently. There was a cold snap in the middle of the country. You missed this down in your ivory tower.
It was
your ivory swamp.
But it was like 50 degrees. Yeah.
Shut up. 50 degrees is not cold. It was 0 degrees outside.
Oh.
And we were like, Peter, time to put on your coat. And he goes, I don't want to put on my coat. Okay. I was like, you're going to be a popsicle. What flavor popsicle are you going to be? Grape? He goes, no, I'm going to be apple flavored. He was very mad at me that I suggested he would be grape flavored.
That's awesome.
Things like that. I know. It's just, he's growing and developing at a rate that if we were in a sci-fi movie, he would be, the top scientist would be coming out and studying his ability to take what I say and turn it into a much funnier and wackier thing and then say it back to me.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch.
sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
What have you ever had an apple flavored popsicle? Do those exist? Is it like sour apple or is it just
like sour apple would probably be like the bright green, like looks like plutonium. Okay.
That's that is the worst flavor.
It's not the worst flavor.
You gotta
red
that.
Cherry.
Listen, that's the best flavor. If you eat it too much, you do get autism, but that is the best flavor.
The best flavor is in order blue, then green. Mm-hmm. Then purple. No, sorry. Blue, then green, then orange, then purple.
Orange is pretty good.
And then pink, and then red. That's how it goes.
You're actually wrong. Pink is the best of whatever it is. Starburst, Popsicle.
Pink lemonade is a pretty good flavor.
Pink lemonade.
I like pink
then
lemonade.
Red, and then everything from the warm end of the color spectrum except for yellow, and then everything from the cold spectrum. Except for green, and then yellow
that's
and green.
That's crazy.
Are at the bottom.
That's crazy.
Yellow and green are at the bottom. Yellow and green are at the bottom.
No, that's yellow. I don't even know what that. What was that? Pineapple, mango,
lemon.
I'm talking about the big long freeze pops in the plastic. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
They don't have lemon flavored. That I'm pretty
no.
sure.
No, no. I live in a Western culture. We don't have limoncello.
Italy is Western.
It's east of here.
I mean, sure, but it is Western. Everything's east of here, technically. Everything's east of here eventually. Lemon, there's definitely lemon Freezy Pops. If you have had a lemon Freezy Pop, or whatever you call it, of which red is obviously the best. My dad yesterday, speaking of conspiracy theories and things that are colored red, my dad yesterday brought home a big, like this big thing of Mike and Ike's, and it was just Mike and Ike's red, and it was all the different flavors of red Mike and Ike's. And I was like, this will be banned under RFK Jr. This is illegal. That's so much red 40.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the autism.
Put down the Mike and Ike's. Put down the box. There needs to be some type of, he needs to like go through it, like for a video game, like get in the sound booth and like every time you pick up something that's not good for you, a little sound needs to play.
It'll be an input in your glasses when you like go up. It'll be like smack.
You get a second chance at the register, you know, to really. And then if you still buy it anyway, you just get arrested when you leave the store. And you get taken to the rehabilitation camps.
What do you think back on conspiracy theories in the government?
Sure.
Do you think that Epstein list is going to be anything? Do you think it's going to be anything, or is it going to be like the JFK files, which apparently were released and nothing happened?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I feel like Trump 2.0 is a brave new world. You know, they've already defunded the left wing patronage system, so. I see no reason why they wouldn't release it, but everybody's been talking all day about how they're going to release it, and they haven't. We're going to look like fools if it comes out tomorrow, you know, and we're talking about this. But I genuinely don't know, because I think it's such a wild card how this administration will operate with those types of things. It's like
top three people on the list. What do you think?
In terms of performance, body count, what are we talking
about?
Who
you think?
Number of times to the island?
Yes. Number of who do you think is going to be on the list? Your top three guesses. Is this okay? Is that okay? I feel like that might. This is toeing the line.
This could be defamation or libel, potentially slander.
Allegedly, Bill Gates.
No, it's not. It's not the people who you'd expect to be. It's the because Bill Gates doesn't present himself. It's like very clear what he stands for. Like he wants people in Africa to have as much sex as possible. Like it's very obvious what he's about.
Because that's been going so well. We need it.
It's been going really well, right? So that's what he's into. I mean, I'm sure he's got some, you know, I'm sure he's been to the island. But sure it's probably like was one time and then he was like, I would rather be playing Snake on my phone, you know?
Yeah.
Take me home, Jeff.
Keep going. I'll give an opinion later.
I was just going to say, it's got to be the people who present as the most wholesome, you know, famous people.
You think Mr. Like, Rogers went to the island?
No, he's dead.
Shoot, man, I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, I'm thinking of people like, what's the name? Robert De Niro, right? This like very famous, ultra wealthy. People like Robert De Niro, not Robert De Niro specifically, but people similar to Robert De Niro. Like no one in particular though. Just covering ourselves up in case the lawyers come after us.
But
people who are people who are in that class of like very left leaning, progressive, but also extremely famous and influential, but position themselves as like defenders of the good. It's like I feel like those are the types of people.
John Legend.
Sure. I don't think he's particularly like
allegedly. Wait, what's his wife's name?
Eva Longoria.
Kiki Palmer.
We don't know anything.
we can't comment on culture. We have no idea what's going on out there.
Well, when it comes to like the uber famous, you know.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's been to the island. He tried to get into the island, but there was a height requirement, so they told him he couldn't come.
they put him in the overhead compartment on the plane.
Yeah.
They
just bullied Kevin Hart on the plane
and stuffed him in places.
So
sad, yeah. I do think so. Again, this is the. This is the two visions of the National Intelligence Agency. You have the James Bond Intelligence Agency and you have the Bumbling Fool Intelligence Agency. And I think it's a mix of both. What Epstein is being touted right now as this criminal mastermind, manipulator and political mover and shaker. And it definitely is part of that. Like it seems to me, because this does happen. This like, you get people to the island, whether they knew what it was or not. All of a sudden, the stuff goes down, gets you in a compromising position. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't have to. He's like, hey, your name's on the flight log, buddy. So you can't. It's your word against mine. And so if I go down, you're going down with me. And so like that there's that sort of like muscling. It's like season three of Daredevil, the first run. You remember that? Did you watch the season three of Daredevil?
I didn't watch season one or two of Daredevil.
Oh, bro, it was so good. It was so stressful. The Kingpin guy, he basically blackmails the entire FBI. He like controls the entire FBI. And he does it by, you know, getting them in compromising positions and getting like trumped up evidence on them to use if they ever turn on him. And so he has them do his dirty work and then they're further invested, whatever. And so there's that view of Jeffrey Epstein, but it's also like it is probably like a comedy of errors where he like tried to get people to go and, you know, they did, but they're going to be like, yeah, I didn't do anything and it's not going to affect their lives at all. I don't know. I think this will end up being a big thing of nothing and people will get on the list and people on Twitter will be like, oh, you were on the list. And it's like not going to affect them because they're not going to address it.
Right. It's the things like this that are like, we've basically agreed as a country that you can just kind of ignore
crime,
bad news and crime. Yeah. And you can just kind of keep going, you know, if you're the right person, you approach it in the right way. Like for some reason, Kevin Spacey is still stuck in this weird limbo where he's not allowed to come back out. But like Louis C.K. is allowed to come back.
Yeah, for some reason, Louis C.K. is allowed. I think it's because Kevin was Kevin was first. They got him for Matt Lauer. They was like, this is like the first round.
Matt Lauer is stuck. Yeah. You
know, they are associated with Me Too. Like, those are the Me Too guys.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, it's like, I feel like it's similar on the other side, right? Trump got indicted or whatever. He's a felon. Nobody cares that he's a like, he's not going to jail.
No.
You know, like, it's, we just kind of moved on. And I think, and there's people, and now, what does it look like? It's people who are still kind of crying, like, he's a felon. Like, those people look weak and silly.
Yeah.
And so, if it comes out, and it just is treated by everybody as like a, and things just keep happening, and things keep moving forward, then eventually, people are like, well, weren't you on the episode? They're going to sound the exact same as those other people. So I think, part of me thinks it's like a red herring, you know? I think the real child sex parties are happening somewhere else, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're, this is not the only place that this is happening.
No.
Allegedly.
It's going to be a list of... what it's going to be is, like, Epstein was playing... This is my prediction. So,
yeah.
If this comes out before the... If it came out before the episode drops on Sunday, don't blame me. This is just my prediction. As of Thursday. It is going to be a thing where Epstein was, like, trying to, you know, play... He was a chess mastermind, and he was trying to, like, manipulate... But it's going to be the people on the list that he actually successfully got into manipulation are going to be like the president of a Fortune 2000 company, the president of Zimbabwe.
Right.
You know, it's going to be like very minor political figures that are going to be maybe ruined themselves, but like it's not going to be mega stars and Bill Gates. And this is my prediction. This is my prediction. I might be wrong, but I hope I'm right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like Bohemian Grove, you know, you hear about Bohemian Grove and it's like, oh, all the rich Republicans go and they have orgies and do child sacrifices and stuff in the forest. And it's like, maybe that happens there, but it probably happens in a place that you've never heard of, you know?
No, they went to the Grove. It wasn't as bad.
They did go to the Grove.
It wasn't as bad, but it was weird.
It's certainly a weird place to be, but it's no weirder than Boy Scout camp.
Correct. You know? Correct. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to Bohemian Grove and they're like putting an egg inside of sawdust and like dropping it to see if it doesn't crack?
I got to do all my Boy Scout jokes at a party I was at last weekend, the Swedish meatball one. It was great.
Yeah.
But the jokes didn't land because some of the people knew the Scoutmaster I was talking about. And so when I made the jokes about alcoholism, everyone got sad. And I was like, listen, the man made fun of me as a fourth grader. I'm allowed to make fun of him. All right. But now it's kind of punching down. So
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. We could be totally wrong, and this could blow up everything. But based on how things go, I think people are just too invested. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think what Jeffrey Epstein was able to do is because he had so much money. Is every time he flew people out to the island, he had a bunch of people. Girls and boys that were 17 years old, 355 days, 23 hours. And he had people have sex with those people so that right-wing streamers on X could be like, I don't see the problem. So he could have people, he was planting seeds in advance. You know, like, so you're telling me that she's 17 years old, 355 days, and it's a problem.
Come on.
You know, but she's 18. It's magically okay. You know, I think Jeffrey's behind all of that. That whole line of logic. This is what the problem is with having sex outside of marriage, right? It makes you all wacky in the head. It's like, how young of a child can I have sex with?
Yes.
That's just the wrong question to ask. Almost always. Actually, always.
There's no situation in which the question, how young of a child, that you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, where's the line, huh? The Shane Gillis sketch about that was just incredible. Yeah.
What's the Shane Gillis sketch?
So he has just a joke about it in one of his stand-up, but he did a sketch on his Gillian Keeves YouTube channel where it's the founding fathers deciding when the age of consent is.
Oh, yes. I have seen that. It's so funny.
It's so good.
The senator from Rhode Island.
He goes, 12. They're like, oh.
12. Oh, gross. Boo.
Why'd you make me really go funny. First?
That's a really funny sketch. I have seen that. I like that. I like how everybody has like the old, like English accent from the colonial days, and Shane is just talking normally.
Yeah.
Like he's just in the skit talking like himself. That to me is very funny. It's just like very clearly him just being himself.
It's a good touch. Yeah.
That's a good. What can you do? I was hoping for some UFO stuff by now. Like I was really thinking we were going to get some. There was all these rumblings leading up to the inauguration. Trump's going to release some UFO files. Nothing.
So
nothing at all.
What I think happened. So he had all the, he talked all this big game about, I'm going to tell everyone what happened in New Jersey, all the drones in New Jersey. I'm going to tell everybody about it. The Biden administration isn't doing it. The day two, he's like, yeah, it was just drones.
It was drones.
He found something out that he couldn't tell the public.
Well, the interesting thing is he would have learned about UFOs in his first term, you know?
Maybe not.
Like there's got to be, when you first get inaugurated, there's got to be some shadowy figure that sits down and it's like, all right, which he lays out like four binders in front of him. And it's like Bigfoot, UFOs, Atlantis. And it's like, which one do you want to know first? Mr. President. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, Bigfoot, what a guy, voted for me. Says here in my binder.
Bigfoot did vote for Trump.
He totally Bigfoot did. Had to have. Yeah.
There's no way he didn't.
Yeah. Trump knows the truth. He knows the truth about the power structures, you know, the gears.
Since I found out the Loch Ness Monster was real, I was like, shoot.
Yeah.
What else is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Skunk Ape's real. Atlantis existed.
Yeah.
The pyramids were probably built by aliens.
Yeah.
They were like, we found pyramid shaped structures on Mars. I'm like, dude, it's over. It's so over.
Yeah.
There's no.
Isn't that so cool? There's nothing you can do at that point.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like, no, you don't understand. The Martians had this really long ramp and they used logs to roll. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. There were no trees. There were no trees on Mars. What's your argument now?
Come on.
I want to know some more UFO stuff. I've also been thinking about doing, like Jimmy Akin has his Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. I would love to do a version of that podcast that isn't boring. I've talked about this for a long time.
Jimmy but, is very smart and he lets you know.
He's so smart. Jimmy he's and so smart, but
Jimmy is like, I just want to learn if I were smart.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Jimmy's like me. If I was boring.
Yeah.
No, I like Jimmy Akin. I think it's the thing that I learned about his podcast. I actually don't know if I learned this or not, but I don't feel like it's live. I feel like it's all pre-recorded. So there's the guy that is like interviewing Jimmy about the thing, mm-hmm. and he's reading off of a script of the story of what happens. And then he asks Jimmy to like say what his perspective is, right? So it's like the host and then Jimmy. But it's like, it's so stilted. It's like, you guys are just recording this. Like you're just recording it on your end. And then Jimmy's recording his, like, there's no conversation back and forth.
Yeah, you're not having a dialogue. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, that's the thing is it feels like I'm just reading an audiobook or like, you know how sometimes you read those interviews on like you know, websites or whatever. And it has like the interviews questions in bold and then the other person's answers.
That's the thing that I love. If anyone who's listening from Word on Fire, for your lead magnets, please stop saying that you're going to give me a free Bishop Barron ebook because I downloaded some of them and they're just transcripts from interviews.
That's crazy.
Can I tell
we
you?
We should start doing that.
Can I just start
printing out transcripts from our show. 500 free ebooks.
Can I tell you that is not a book? Like, do you understand that? do you also understand that you could like take that interview and put it into like you have no excuse now. You could just ChatGPT be like take all this and like turn it into a book. You could do that, and you don't transcript Bishop Barron's interviews and be like free ebook on salvation.
Free ebook. That's a great.
You could do a free great lead you magnet. Could do though. A free ebook, and it's like really short. Like that's fine. People aren't expecting.
You could also have someone ghostwrite an ebook and then have Bishop Barron put his name on it. It's not
There's
hard.
So many different ways to do this, but alas.
Maybe I should get into the ghostwriting ebooks for Bishop Barron game.
I think you would hate writing books for other people. I think you would absolutely hate it.
Yeah. But I think I could write tweets for other people.
I used to think so.
Yeah, it's harder than it looks, huh?
It is harder than I thought.
You got to be inside their brain.
Got to get in. You got to, yeah.
Got to get in. Got to get out.
And you can't. You can't just use AI for it. You can use AI to get. No. Like, you can get use AI to get like halfway there, but you really got to have.
You use sauce. AI for a lot of things.
You really got to have the sauce. Like, there's something.
It's not even the sauce. You just have to work at it. You just have to try hard.
It's you have to try hard. You have to pay attention. It's hard. I think it's the big difficulty is like you're running your own account. And you're watching, you're paying attention. You're like, oh, this is doing well. This, you notice patterns. When you're running someone else's account, you just don't care as much. Just naturally, you don't care as much. And so it's harder to see the what you should keep doing. And so I think, this is boring. I've just been thinking about this lately because...
You've been thinking about ghostwriting?
Been thinking about ghostwriting.
Yeah, you're trying to pick a new thing to make money at.
No, I've been thinking about doing this for a while. You and I have talked about this. I've already been doing it. I've been helping. So this guy that's been helping me do my personal training, I've been doing his Instagram.
Yeah.
He's been doing personal training for 36 years. Isn't that insane? Yeah. He's run a small boutique gym for longer than I've been alive. It's crazy. People do things, man.
I wrote a script for a specter. Call that ghostwriting.
There you go. Specter, Spectrum, your rates are going up $20 a month.
We're kind of like if Rung the Jewels was good at rapping.
I had the best feeling in the world is making your wife laugh. The second best feeling in the world is making a prospect laugh on a sales call. Nice. It just feels so good. I was talking about how like our rates don't increase because like, we lock the price and it doesn't go up after you renew. And I was like, unlike Spectrum where they just call you and they're like, hey, we're charging you another $90 because we hate you. And they thought that was really funny.
You're a funny guy.
Thanks. I try to let it, you know, come out on the podcast.
It's so nice. It's so nice to see you're in your fun colored polo.
Yeah.
You can see you took our conversation last week to heart that you're trying to.
I did.
You're coming out of your shell. It's so nice.
I walked into Leo's room this morning wearing this shirt. He goes, I like that shirt. I was like, thanks, buddy. That's so sweet.
Thanks,
man. He's very complimentary. He goes to my wife and goes, Mommy, you're so beautiful. I'm like, that's
wow.
How could you? He's such a good kid. And then he farts and laughs and runs away.
It's beautiful.
Such a good thing. I like your shirt. You got a nice shirt.
Thanks. It's got, I think I've got some.
It's that baby stain.
Oil. Like oil on here. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's stains that won't come out. Mm-hmm. So it's all right.
Bummer.
Could be paint. Could be any number of things.
Could be bodily fluids of anybody, honestly.
Yeah, there's too many children around here. Well, I guess that's it for the main show.
Yeah.
Probably should head over to the bonus.
Let's hit the bonus, man.
We're going to keep doing this for another 45 to an hour. And if you want to be a part of it, head on over to patreon.com/thecrunch and join the Discord. If you join Patreon, you get to access the Patreon Discord channels. A lot of people, it's been popping off lately. We've got a lot of good conversations going on in there.
It's been really good.
You don't want to miss out on that. The best Catholic community on the internet, The Crunch Patreon on Discord, patreon.com/thecrunch. If you're already a patron, don't forget to link your Discord with your Patreon. This has been fun. This fun podcast. I don't know if we accomplished anything.
No, but I had a great time. I think this was a quality podcast in terms of vibe.
It's nice. It's nice to be back with you again.
This is great because I'm having a horrible week, but it's been nice.
And we'll talk about why in the bonus podcast. Talk to you later.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.